Bafana Modise, the spokesperson for the South African Friends on Israel, is on the line. Bafana, you mustn't take a week's break because your tongue stops doing what your brain wants it to do. But as always, thank you so much for being with us. I'm missing not having you in studio. I've got used to that. But thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Oh, good day, Simon. I'm live from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on my way to Tel Aviv. And thank you for having me. And I am jealous.
I want to come down the telephone line and join you with those 4 hours flight you've got and experience the joy of landing in Tel Aviv again. But that isn't the discussion this afternoon. The discussion this afternoon is understanding South Africa's position vis-a-vis Tehran. We woke up this morning to some interesting social media here in South Africa. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi of the EFF standing in front of I don't know how many millions of people attending the funeral of the late Supreme Leader Khamenei. I don't know if you've seen that post. I'm wondering if you have. What's your reaction to it?
I saw it just yesterday, and also MK Party spokesperson Sifiso Mahlangu as well was at the funeral. It seems like there's been a few leaders who left South Africa to go and attend a funeral of a man who was known as the Butcher of Tehran, who has killed thousands of people, protesters. This is the man who actually has executed over 1,000 people. And to see leaders of a democratic country going and pay respect to such a character, it should really make you worry if we are led by people who are in tune with reality or they're just blinded by ideology.
So that's the cognitive dissonance, Bafana, that I'm trying to understand. We're talking about people who were graduates of the freedom struggle. We know our history. We understand what injustice is. We understand lives wasted due to rotten political systems. 40,000, that's the figure that's being quoted. That's the figure, that's the number of Iranians killed by their own leadership. How do South Africans in good conscience stand there and indirectly giving their approval to what the regime has done? What mental gymnastics are they doing in their mind to justify their attendance?
I have always said this, that we have this idea that we hate America so much that we will even support atrocities in the name of standing against the West or standing against imperialism. So what you see right now is not even about the issue of principle. It's a different issue of alignment. When Russia bombed Ukraine, we had the same attitude from our leaders, claiming to be non-aligned because they could not speak out of principle. Over ideology. So we see this happen. Remember, Ndlozi was a member of the BDS movement. He was a spokesperson of it. He has always been around these circles. The ANC Youth League and the ANC are basically one thing with EFF. Same ideology, same strategy. And for them, they turn a blind eye to these atrocities. They see the man as a struggle stalwart. They see him as a hero of the Iranian people. They don't see him as a butcher of Tehran, as he's known.
It's difficult for me to get my head around that. But then staying in that line of questioning, the EFF, it's kind of long expressed its admiration for Iran's resistance politics. And I'm just wondering, Bafana, to what extent do you think ordinary South Africans feel out of step with that ideological kind of approach? Does it feel wrong to the average South African, or do you think they're supportive?
I mean, to our people, I don't think most of us really dive a lot into international relations that much. We look at what benefits us in the country, what works for us. And certainly our leaders were trained in Moscow and they were trained in the lines of socialism and communism. But these are not African ideologies. These are ideologies from the Eastern Bloc. And what you see right now is that they are losing relevance in society. No man now can go to the streets and mobilize on socialism. No man can go on the streets now and claim to be a commander of no army. Right now, people are looking for action, are looking for services, are looking for vision, are looking for a country to work, for the economy to grow. So as you see, the ANC has went low, EFF has went low, because they are still stuck in the 1920s or 30s, where ideology and freedom struggle and narrative used to work. But right now, people, they can see between their lies that you sound radical in the afternoon, but at night you are a bourgeoisie.
Yeah, yeah, I must say. Some interesting social media posts in the last 48 hours of the leader of the EFF, pretty much draped in jewelry, I think the cost of which between him and his wife was about 2.3 million. Hardly a representative of the underclass, that is for sure. But that's another issue. I want to stick with Ndlozi for a moment because he is a skilled communicator. I mean, this guy is smart. He knows what he's doing. He knows the power of optics. What do you think it is that he wanted the South African public to see when he stood there in Tehran?
I think basically he wants to rebrand himself as this ideological, intellectual. But we have seen how society even has rejected him to say, you are just an intellectual who never has solutions. And this one was more of a campaign. He's really been trying to be a journalist as of late, and it's not really working for him with the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, Power FM. And by the look of things, he's trying to posture as this revolutionary, the man who stood up against the global south, against the global north, which is the west. But basically, looking at him, I think this one was just a gig based on historical alliances. And they used him to really bring South Africa to be one with Iran. But he does not speak for us. He speaks for himself and maybe for his corner of socialist and whatever corner that they have. But South Africans are not in any way. And I don't think there's any South African who would ever take a free flight to Tehran.
So then finally, Bafana, you don't think that this trip that he undertook is strengthening him politically?
Not really. In South African politics, not really. I mean, these ideologies are no longer relevant, but I think internationally, and the way he's rebranding himself as an analyst, a media or journalist, it could be giving him some sort of clout, but to what end? Only God knows. But I think also we must ask the famous question, who's funding it? Because this, well, every time when people are saying these things, who's funding it? And clearly, Iran is funding it. And maybe this is the beginning of where the, you know, ANC cadres, and there's a separation between who is Iran affiliated and who is South Africa affiliated.
Bafana, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. That's Bafana Modise, the spokesperson for South African Friends of Israel, who happens to be on his way to Israel. Have a safe last leg of your journey. And as always, Bafana, thank you so much for chatting to us on Chai FM.